You said YES to buying an HDB flat together. Now, there's another three letters to take note of.
ILY?
I know, BTO.
No, HFE. You need a valid HDB flat eligibility letter. If you're applying for your BTO flat, it takes about a month to process your HFE application. So, if you haven't gotten an HFE letter, apply at homes.hdb.gov.sg. That's homes.hdb.gov.sg.
Gold 905, Makan Kaki.
He's the founder of Salted Plum. Two outlets, one at Circular Road as well as in Suntec City. He is Sean Kishore. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay, so it's all about breakfast for you, right?
Yes.
That is your time of the day. And so far, you've told us about where you love to go for bak chor mee, char kway teow. Where else?
So this is really close to my heart. This is the carrot cake store that you find at 618 Yishun Ring Road. I used to stay at 619. No, so, but the thing is that, so if you do a simple Google search, right, you realize that this carrot cake is on like the top five carrot cakes of Singapore for years. So I grew up eating this carrot cake.
Right.
Me and my brothers, every Sunday, this would be our breakfast. Every Sunday.
It's a family ritual.
Yeah.
So it's not just the taste, but it's the nostalgia as well,
it is,
right?
It is.
But also because it is a really, really
it is
good.
Amazing.
So when you say carrot cake, you're talking about chai tau kway, right?
Yeah, exactly that.
So do you like it dark or you like it white?
So when I was younger, I prefer the dark version of it.
Because sweeter, right?
Sweeter, yeah. Mm-hmm. But now I like the white version. So the thing about 618 carrot cake is that they cook the chai pot on the side, and the chai pot is very fragrant.
So chai pot is that salty preserved vegetable, right?
Yes.
And we always can't get enough of it. We always wish they put more.
And they will. So they serve you your chai tau kway, and on the side of the plate, they'll clear a little space for all the chai pot that they're going to put on top of it.
Wow.
Yes. And it's amazing.
Good news to me.
Yes.
I've never heard of any other stall that would do that.
So I know for a fact that they would spend like an hour just preparing all the chai pot in the morning.
Wait. Are you sure they're not just doing it for you because you've been eating there for so long since you were a kid?
I mean, I would like to think so, but no. I know they do. So
they do it for everybody.
Everyone. But the things that they cook it in such a large batch. If you were walk in at 7 a.m. On a Saturday morning, it's an hour wait.
Seriously.
Yep.
I love food this much that I would be happy to wait. I would get in
but
the queue.
But I won't, so I just text auntie.
You got the insider special.
Yeah. For what it's worth, I mean, like, she saw us growing up in that sense, right?
Yeah.
So she was even there at my wedding.
Wow, you invited them chai tau kway auntie to your wedding?
So my mom, right? So my neighbors, the laundry lady, the lady that sold eggs under the block. Yeah, so
I love that. I love that. So actually, you're a heartland boy.
Yes.
There's a lot of
born
heartland
and raised in
food
Yishun.
Connections.
Absolutely,
my gosh.
Yeah. Live in Yishun, study in Ang Mo Kio. So it's always been a north.
I'm so glad that you've told us about this chai tau kway. All right, so just for those who are uninitiated, what makes your chai tau kway in Yishun so good? Besides the fact that, they give you the extra chai po on the side.
Okay, no. So the extra chai po is for everyone. But I think why I like it, because number one, it's an amazing product. The balance is amazing. They make some chili with a little bit of hebi.
Dried shrimp.
The dried
right?
shrimp, yeah.
Mm.
So there's like a natural savouriness, a little bit gritty, very fragrant. And they're not stingy with the egg. And the uncle who cooks, all he does, he stands there and he drinks Heineken and he just cooks chai tau kway. But you see, he was there doing prep since 3 a.m. So he has been awake for like 6 hours plus already, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So he's there drinking his beer and he's just cooking his chai tau kway.
Whoa!
It's an amazing system. So just looking at it, there's a plate of chai tau kway. The fact that they care so much about how paying attention to the chai po will really elevate their dish sets this chai tau kway apart from everyone else. So once again, I think it comes back to the individual ingredients, right? Then humble ingredients into something great. I think it's something that they've done very well. I moved to 619 when I was 15 years old. So I ate there for more than 10 years, 15 years, I think.
So definitely it's part of your DNA already.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Okay, so once again, in your opinion, best chai tau kway can be found where? What's it called?
The best chai tau kway in the world would be at Block 618 Yishun Ring Road. And it's called 618 Carrot Cake.
For more delicious details, check out Gold 905's Facebook page or download our podcast on the free Me Radio app. Sean Kishore is the founder of homegrown Singaporean brand The Salted Plum, known for its sinfully delicious tapa-style Southern Taiwanese dishes and wallet-friendly rice bowls. Visit them at Circular Road and Suntec City or online at saltedplum.co.
Gold 905, Makan Kaki. Because good friends share good food.